Today's front-page drama, Rustic Revenge, is based on a true-life story appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst to Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front-page dramas are produced in the New York studios of the General Broadcasting Company. It is 9:10 in the morning, and to the children of Jefferson County, 8:30 is the time for school to begin. As we approach the little red and white schoolhouse, a boy and a girl are standing in the doorway. The boy looks up and down the road.
No sign of her yet, Jenny. She ought to be here any minute, Walter. It's 9:10.
Are you sure?
Yes, I looked at the clock in the schoolroom just before I came out. I wonder what's keeping Miss Jones.
Well, she probably had a date with Orville Turner last night.
Miss Jones don't like Orville Turner.
That's how much you know.
What do you mean?
Well, I've seen them walking together evenings and things.
I know.
Well, Mr. Smarty, she don't go walking with him anymore.
Oh, how do you know?
Somebody said so.
Who?
Oh, somebody.
Somebody's nobody if they haven't got a name.
Well, somebody did say so, and this somebody's got a name.
Well, who told you?
My big brother, Steve.
Oh, what does he know?
What'd he say?
He says Miss Jones is in love with somebody else. And she don't care anything about Orville Turner anymore.
How does Steve know?
Remember that strange man who came to see her last weekend while Orville Turner was up to the city?
Yes.
Well, when my brother Steve was down to the depot to mail a letter on last night's train, he saw Miss Jones kissing goodbye.
He did?
Yes, and he called her darling. Everything. So there.
Oh, that doesn't prove anything.
Well, I guess it proves she's crazy about him. Girls don't kiss boys and call them dear and things unless they're crazy about each other. My brother Steve says that she don't like Orville anymore.
Well, Orville is still crazy about her.
He is.
He follows her around like goddamn snapper follows the cows up from the pasture. And he's always calling her up from the post office phone.
How do you know, Walter?
Don't Maddie Hope please the phone operator board with us?
Just the same. I bet Miss Jones didn't have a date with Orville last night.
Maybe she didn't, but if she don't come pretty quick, I'm going home.
Why, Walter, what? You don't care.
No, don't I?
No, you don't.
Well, you just wait and see.
Walter?
Huh?
I bet she won't go home until we start.
Why won't I?
Because here comes Miss Jones now. Look, there's two cars coming. And the first one is Evan Gorham's taxi. And there's Miss Jones leaving out of it.
Oh, shucks. Come on, let's go in and warn the kids.
Here comes Miss Jones. Here comes Miss Jones.
Here goes, kids. She'll be right in. We better pretend we've been studying.
Yeah, come on.
Let's see. Good morning, children. Did you think I was never coming? I shouldn't be surprised if you had. Well, isn't this nice? Here you are, quiet as mice, and studying your lessons. You'll all get 100 for the fortune today. Oh, now we must make up for last time. I see everybody's here this morning, so I won't have to call the roll. We'll start on a geography lesson. Jenny South.
Yes, Miss Jones.
What's the subject of today's lesson?
The United States.
That's right. Walter what?
Yes, Miss Jones.
Now, Walter, can you bow the United States?
Yes, I'm... The United States is bounded on the east by the Atlantic Ocean, on the north by Canada and the Great Lakes, on the west by the Pacific Ocean, and on the south by... what's the matter, Miss Jones? You look like you were sick. There's Magic Palmer, and he's got a gun. And he's pointing it right at Miss Jones.
Golly, look at the way he's staring at us.
His eyes are big as saucers.
Orville, what are you going to do? Orville, stop. Stay where you are.
He's just like a crazy man. He saw us a movie. Oh, Miss Jones, I'm scared.
Oh, don't be afraid, Jenny. He isn't going to hurt you.
You ain't scared, are you, Hilda? The way that book dropped out of your hand, I thought there was for a minute.
Father, don't hurt the children. Please don't hurt the children.
I didn't come here for to see the children. I come to see you, Hilda.
Run, children. Run outside. What do you want, Orville?
I want the truth. Do you hear? The truth.
What about? I'll tell you anything.
You've got just 5 minutes to do it in. 5 minutes by that clock up there.
What do you want to know the truth about, Orville?
About me and you.
Put that gun down, Orville. I'll tell you anything you want to know.
You've got until 9:00. Just 5 minutes. Hurry up, Hilda. The seconds are flying by.
All right.
I'll tell you about us, Orville. We're good friends. Do you hear? Good friends. Don't you remember our walks and talks together? Don't you remember the good times we've had? Orville, listen to me. Remember the day we went from Thunder Falls?
Pretty sight, ain't it, Hilda?
Beautiful. How high is it, Orville?
Nigh on a half mile, say.
Oh, look at the waves of water ripple down. It's just like a bridal veil.
You see that, too?
Have you noticed it before?
Yep. I always thought of it like that. You're the first I ever heard mention it. Now, come on down the gorge a ways where we can talk without yelling ourselves hoarse.
Oh, right.
Careful, Hilda. Better hold my hand. Might slip on this mossy bank.
Mm, that's better. Now I'm all right. Oh, isn't it a heavenly day?
Yeah, right pretty. Ought to be a good day for harvesting tomorrow.
What? Oh, yes, I guess you're right.
Hilda, I brought you out here to say something to you.
Yes, Orville?
Wait a minute. That's what I hope you're going to say when I'm through.
Oh, I see.
You know, I got a pretty good farm, Hilda. Some fair livestock. But there's one thing I need to make things perfect.
And that is?
You, Hilda.
But I...
Now, hold on. Don't speak too quick. I ain't through yet. I'm plumb crazy about you. Always have been.
And I'm fond of you, Orville. You're kind and good and, well, solid.
Now, how do you mean that? Solid.
I mean you're so dependable.
Oh, I was afraid you meant I was trying to say.
Oh, not you, Orville.
I brought you up here where the bridal veil of Thunder Falls would be sort of symbolic over it. What do you say now, Hilda?
Must I say now?
I'd like for you to. I can't ask a fancy life, but I want you for my wife. Will you say yes?
I can't just yet, Arthur.
Oh, why not?
But I'm not sure I care for you enough to marry you.
Hilda, there ain't nobody else.
No.
What? And someday you'll say yes?
Maybe.
You're sure there ain't nobody else?
I haven't gone out with anybody but you, have I?
Oh, that's right enough. Hilda. I'm so crazy about you that if I can't have you, nobody else will ever have you.
Oh, come now, Orville. You aren't trying to be melodramatic and insinuate that you'd keep me if I didn't marry you.
I mean just that.
I don't believe you. Oh, look at the time. You must be getting back. Let's hurry.
Only 3 minutes left, Hilda. And you ain't told me what I come to hear.
I don't remember, Orville. That was the day you said you loved me. That was the day you asked me to be your wife.
I remember. You said there was nobody else.
Yes, and I told you the truth.
I told you what I'd do if there was anybody else, didn't I?
Yes.
That's why I'm here, Hilda.
What do you mean?
There is somebody else.
You haven't seen me go out with anybody in town, have you? You've been the only man I've gone out with. You know that, don't you?
Folks are talking, Hilda. They say you've got another fella now.
Oh, what do they say?
They say that you had a visitor last weekend while I was up to the city. They say this is what happened down at the depot last Sunday night.
Your train will be here in a couple of minutes, Randy.
Yes, I know. Shall we stroll up and down?
Yes. Oh, it was sweet of you to come way out here to see me.
I had to, Hilda. I've been trying to locate you for ages, ever since I got back from South America.
Have you, Randy?
Yes. Why did you leave New York without letting me know?
I thought it was best not to.
But why?
Because you had your future to plan for.
You knew you were included in it.
Oh, you said so, but I thought that was just love's young dream. Your family had other plans for you.
Yes, I found that out later.
That trip to South America, it was part of their plans, wasn't it?
Yes, Hilda. They wanted me to go away and forget you.
But you couldn't?
Could I be here now if I could have?
Oh, Randy, my dear.
Hilda. Do you remember our last dance together?
How could I ever forget it? Oh, it was divine. I shall never forget it.
The soft light, the sweet voice music.
I seem to hear it all over again. Can you?
Of course I can. And you were close to me. Like this.
Oh, it was wonderful, Randy.
Wasn't it?
Do you know, I think if I died that very minute, I shouldn't have minded a bit. It seemed the height of perfection.
You'll remember what I said as we danced.
And you said, I shall never again breathe the fragrance of the soft summer evening without remembering the perfume of your hair. Now feel the caress of the night breeze without feeling your lips against my cheek. I love you. I adore you, my dearest.
And you clung to me and whispered, I love you too, Randy, darling.
You still remember that?
I hear it every time I close my eyes.
Oh, Randy.
Hilda, dear.
Here comes your train. It's whistling to the junction.
I suppose it could be here in a minute. Oh, Hilda, won't you climb aboard and come back to New York with me?
Oh, how can I?
You mean you have no clothes packed? Never mind. We can stop on the way and get some new ones. Oh, I can't go away and leave you now that I've found you again.
And I hate to have you go, Randy.
Then you will come away with me now.
Oh, I can't. Oh, not because of clothes, but I can't leave my shoes. And I must finish my shoes.
You'll let me come back to you when the term's over?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
My darling.
That's what folks are saying, Hilda. Is it true?
Father, please.
First day, second, last, Hilda. You've got just till 9 o'clock.
Father, I've never lied to you, and I won't now.
Tell me, is it true?
Oh, let me explain, Father. You must understand.
Wednesday, second, is it true?
Wait, Father, listen to me. Please listen.
15 seconds left, Hilda. Is it true? Oh, you won't tell me, huh? Well, I'll tell you. It is true.
Why do you say that?
Because I saw you kiss him goodbye.
You?
Yes. As he got on that train, I stepped off.
Randy!
Hilda, I'm coming with you. Wait for me, Hilda.
To read the thrilling details of this story in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, under the title, Murdered the School Teacher in Front of Her Class. This is Wentworth announcing. Your own announcer will now give you further details concerning the many other interesting stories and articles appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from post to post. Stage drama, Mystery Mansion, is based on another thrilling murder case from the memoirs of H. Austin Wolfe, whose own story is now appearing in the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the New York studios of the General Broadcasting Company. Today, we are attempting a little novelty in our radio presentation. We are going to reenact the events which preceded one of the most mysterious and baffling cases of the French detective police. We shall introduce all of the characters connected with it and give you all the clues which confronted Mr. H. Ashton Wolfe and Dr. Bertillon when they arrived on the scene of the murder. See how good a detective you are. See if you can find the clue which led to the apprehension of the murderer. We warn you that the strictest attention must be paid to every word and incident in the program. Are you ready? Then here we go. First, the characters are to be introduced. What could be more simple or more clear than to let them introduce themselves? And here they are.
I am Madame Dampier, widow of Antoine Dampier, the dead man.
I'm Jacques Dampier, son of the dead man.
My name is Raymond. I am the housemaid.
Armand Patois is my name. I was the dead man's secretary.
I'm Yvonne Dampier. It was my father who was murdered.
And I am Karl Hoffman. I have been in love with Yvonne Dampier for a long time.
These are the six characters most closely associated with Antoine Dampier, a rich Parisian of middle age, who had had many love affairs in his day, and who, even up to the time of his violent end, still managed to keep a few feminine hearts afluttered. Let us go back to the night of the murder and see what each had on his mind. We first discover Jacques having a mysterious telephone conversation.
But I haven't got any money, I tell you. I'm not lying, Dennis. I'm not... Well, I'll try to get some. Yes, I don't know where, but I'll try. Tomorrow. In the afternoon. Yes. Same place. Goodbye.
Oh. Oh, I didn't know you were here in the library, Jacques.
Oh. Hello, Mother. I had to make a phone call.
Have you finished your dinner? You left your coffee untouched?
I'd quite enough, thank you.
Have you seen my new book anywhere?
No, Mother.
Then I must have left it upstairs, I see.
Oh, Mother.
Yes, Jacques?
I'd like to speak to you a moment.
What is it, my son?
Mother, I need some money.
Again?
I've got to have some tonight.
How much?
5,000 francs.
5,000 francs? What for?
I can't tell you, but I must have it by tomorrow.
You'll have to ask your father for it. I can't help you.
He told me the last time he wouldn't give me any more.
Come in.
I beg your pardon. I didn't know you were engaged, madame.
Oh, come in, Armand. I was just leaving.
I only wanted to see if madame wished to take any more letters.
Don't tell me you're secretary to the whole family.
Have you finished Monsieur Dampier's business?
Yes, madame. I have just finished with him. He is in his study.
Well, here's where I'll beard the lion. In his study.
Oh, no.
Marie, you must be careful. The boy may still be outside that door.
What does it matter? I don't care if he hears it. No. I hate Antoine, so I can't stand him any longer.
Marie.
Oh, no. I love you. I'd do anything to be with you forever.
Would you, Marie?
You know I would. Could I have given you the money for the tickets to take us away? If I didn't feel like you.
No. No, I guess not.
Oh.
Yes.
You have the tickets, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Right here.
When shall we leave? Tonight?
Perhaps. But I have a little business I must attend to first.
I see. And mine can be taken care of in a few moments. If the circumstances are favorable.
Suppose you take the morning train to Marseille.